Hello everyone, I'm Ali, a PhD student at the National University of Singapore, and today I'm going to present our work on accelerating HPC applications with out-of-order commit processors. In this presentation, first I will give an introduction on how we should design and optimize general-purpose CPUs when we are using specialized computing elements, and also we will talk about a phenomenon called memory vault. Then I will give you some insights how to use a hardware software code design to address this problem. Then I will present our solution on non-speculative out-of-order commit with branch reconvergence analysis. Also, I will demonstrate our solution with some experimental results. And then at the end, I will conclude this presentation. In today's HPC systems, we use specialized or domain-specific computing elements in order to improve performance and efficiency. These specialized computing elements include GPUs, FPGAs, ASICs, and many others. But the question is that, is there a suitable place for a general-purpose CPU in HPC? In this slide, you see a figure from an IEEE micropaper at 2012. That describes how the behavior of the workloads in CPU changes when we move from a CPU-only implementation to a CPU-GPU implementation, which means a portion of the code has been offloaded to the GPU. In this graph, there are three sets of benchmarks. First, we have benchmarks that nothing has been mapped to the GPU. Second, we have mixed benchmarks that the workloads has been evenly distributed between CPU and GPU. And third, there are benchmarks that most of the workload has been offloaded to the GPU. And here our focus is only on the second and third sets of the benchmarks. And on the y-axis of the graph, you see the average number of instructions that have been executed in parallel within the instruction window, or also known as instruction level parallelism or ILP. And the instruction window also means that the number of instructions that CPU can examine at once to find more parallelism. As you can see, when we move from a CPU-only implementation to a CPU-GPU implementation, ILP drops about 5 to 10%. And this is mainly because less regular code is left for the CPU to execute. Hence, after moving to a CPU-GPU implementation, there is less parallelism for the CPU, which means it's more difficult to improve performance. And in this graph, we have the same benchmarks, and on the y-axis, you see the breakdown of memory load instructions that are classified based on how hard it is to get the data from memory. Strided and pattern loads can be easily handled by existing hardware and software prefetchers, but hard memory loads are difficult to predict and prefetch. As you can see, when we move from a CPU-only implementation to CPU-GPU implementation, the percentage of hard memory accesses in CPU increases about 17%. And this means that CPU spends more time to get the data from memory, and hence it's more difficult to increase performance. And in this figure, we see memory vault, which is an important issue. And in this graph, you can see why. Performance of computing elements like CPU increases about 16% per year, but memory performance is increasing only 7% per year. And we anticipate that this gap will grow more with the end of Moore's law and Dennard scaling. In this slide, I'm going to present an important structure in out-of-order processors, which is called reorder buffer. And people use this structure to enforce the in-order release of resources and provide precise exception handling. And when instructions are coming to the processor, are inserted to this queue in program order. And this means that the instruction at the head of the queue is the oldest instruction, and the instruction at the tail is the newest one. And let's assume we have a code like this, which is an if-then-else statement. We have a branch and also a load before the branch that is going to get the data from DRAM. And this means it's going to take a long time to get the data. These instructions are inserted to ROP like this. And the question is that if the branch is dependent to the load instruction and need the data from the load instruction, what are we going to execute after the branch and fill the ROP with those instructions? Previous solutions come in variety of flavors. In the first class, that we call it early speculation, the goal is to predict and prefetch data before the program accesses that data. Then the branch uses this speculative data to execute one of the paths after the branch and fill the ROP with those speculative instructions. And there are previous numerous solutions based on this idea, like prefetchers, value prediction, in-memory computation, and data recomputation. In the second class of solutions, we have late speculation, which the goal is to continue execution after the branch, even without the data. And this means that we predict one of the paths and then fill the ROP with those speculative instructions. And to name a few of these solutions, we can point to branch prediction and run-ahead execution. But the question is that, can we find other non-speculative work after the branch? And the answer is yes. When we are able to detect these